Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And I'm here for a couple of days that I had off, and I missed a couple of wine reviews, but I'm back and we have a couple of wines in store for you. But this one is a little special because we wanted to try something that really wasn't a pick. We had our anniversary last week, and what we wanted to do is go out and have something different. So this is really, really different because I have not had any wine from this region. And this region is Uruguay, that is from South America. If you don't know where Uruguay is, most people think it's from like the Mediterranean area, but no, it's not that Uruguay. So this Uruguay is a really special region. The terroir is a little different, and people are starting to get some reserve type wines from that region, which I think is very, very interesting. And I wanted to have this before the holiday season because you know what we normally do. You can see in the background is my two Beaujolais, and we'll be talking about that a little while later. So, with that said, we went to a restaurant, one of our favorite restaurants in Atlanta, called Atmosphere. It's a French restaurant, really rated really high. We normally go there to make the best lamb. They have a rabbit that's on there. They also have some really good seafood, fresh seafood that they get practically on a daily basis. So that's outstanding. And the other thing is a good duck. So they normally have things like that. So we had lamb once again, but we wanted something a little different. We wanted something because lamb has that unique flavor to it. And if you season it in a certain way, with like a type of sauce that's with it, it's gonna make the meat taste totally different. So you really want something to either calm that down or complement it. So what we wanted is something a little bold, but not as bold as a Cabernet Sauvignon. So I looked straight to this Cabernet Franc, and this is a garçon. From Uruguay. It's a Bodega Garzón winery, and we wanted to try this Cabernet Franc Reserve. So I was really excited because, once again, like I told you, if I get a chance to try wines from different regions, from different areas that I normally don't get a taste for, I'm all for it. I'm really all for it. So what did this one come out to? So here's some of our little special things that you see if you check it out. Really good colors on that. They said on a normal basis, this is like a violet purplish color. You can kind of see it in that way. I can see it, you know, my camera isn't the best in the world, but I can see it. So it really gives that off. And let's take a whiff to see what the aromas are coming off. So nothing that pops out other than like some spices, maybe peppers. I'm trying to see if I see some green or red peppers up in there, but you get kind of that. The fruits don't come out of that, so I don't smell any fruitiness in it, but I do smell like the vegetable, like peppers. I think the closest thing I'll come to is a pepper smell. So with that said, let's get a taste. Very good, very good. And here's the thing, the tannins is really, really good. It was, so check this out, when we were there at the restaurant, what I tasted was something that was very, very tannic. So he had something that was, you know, uncorked, that they was giving out by the glass. So that was out for a while. So the tannins were really, really heavy. They were really heavy, but it was still okay. It was a really good wine. But when I purchased the whole wine, it was a lot smoother. So a freshness to this Cabernet Franc is a lot more smoother than when you have it out. And that's where the tannins really sit on your tongue, and you have these blackberries and really type of deeper cherries that's bitter cherries that's on your palate, and it comes off pretty good. Now they say something like eucalyptus. I don't know about that because I never ate eucalyptus, so I can't tell you about that. But this one is really, really good. This is really good. This is, I can sit here and I can drink this on my own as well as with a meal. That's why I like the Cabernet Franks. I really like the Cabernet Sauvignon. You got these heavy, heavy hitters that you can sit down and enjoy and go from that. So I really like that. But this one is a pretty good wine as a complimentary or a sit down on its own. And it's from Uruguay. So I'm going to try to find some more from that. They have a couple of other ones. This is a reserve. They have some Albarino, Armelot, Pinot Noir, Sauvignon Blanc, Petit Verdot. You don't get a lot of Petit Verdot. I had some, I think, a year or so ago. I need to catch that up because I don't remember that flavor. Because if I remember that flavor or aroma, I would definitely try to get it so I can complement with something. But at this point right now, I don't remember that taste of that. And usually that's another wine that's kind of complimentary. They also got a Petit Clos Cabernet Franc mixture. So you got a couple of that. So, but this is a very good wine. Very good wine. The price point that we had at the restaurant, of course, is overpriced. But I got a discount for about $15 off the $60 bottle price. But I looked it up and it was like $29, $25. So, you know, they try to triple the price up on that. But a good price point for this because this is a good quality wine. But other than that, I thank you very much. This is a Garçon, Bodega Garçon. It don't say Bodega on here, but it's a Cabernet Franc Reserve 2015. I didn't say this is a 2015, but it's a 2015 from Uruguay. And very good wine. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. Later.